Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
All right, Radio Pulpit 657 AM coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing a good, gracing you so much in a mighty way, and we are looking into the very aspect and issue of falsifying the gospel. I'm talking to Professor Samuel Kabamba and also Muruti Karabo Mraka. We're touching on this thing, this issue, and looking into scripture also. They give their perspectives of scripture, and then I also ask my questions according to scripture, which is also a perspective. Now, when you look also into, and I want to look at this few, Muruti, that perhaps maybe to give to you and say to you with regards to falsifying the scripture. We see much of the times there is much falsifications. Now, the word says in Proverbs 25, verse 18, a man who bears witness against his neighbor, false witness against his neighbor, is like a club, a sword, and a sharp arrow. Now, he's like a club or a sword or a sharp arrow. A man who bears false witness against his neighbor. The very aspect that we listen to the gospel, and that's why many people are so hurt today and are staying at home. Many people are so hurt, and they chose no longer to fellowship because of the false witnessing when it comes to the gospel, the falsification of the gospel. People live in utter condemnations because of the falsifications of the gospel. What is your take, Muruti, there?
Yes, sir. Like earlier on, you mentioned something that even if one has an experience regarding this, maybe one can share and just opening it up to ourselves and the listeners who are participating. Now, what I would like to say is that when we look at the scriptures, and what we normally call the New Testament, one of the things which we will see there is that the gospel was not just a message which is hanging in the air. It had an impact on people. They were giving their testimonies of how they have come to be impacted by the gospel. And one such is in Acts chapter 10, and it's a long story, but what I like there is most of us would know that story, even if we don't know it, you know, very perfectly. And so it's not a strange story. It's the story where Peter was in a town called Joppa, and a man who was a soldier, Cornelius by name, was in his town, Caesarea, and he was somebody who feared God, who also was a generous person, basically. And when he was praying one day, an angel came, basically, and spoke to him that he needs to send people to Joppa to get Simon Peter to come to him and explain or articulate to him. So we pick up the story there in Acts chapter 10, that when Peter arrived there, Cornelius and whoever was with him, they worshipped before Peter, but Peter stopped them and said, look here, in verse 26, he said, stand up. I myself am also a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many who had come together. Then he stated to them, this is Peter. You you know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or go to one of another tribe. But God has shown me that I should not wed any man or accept any man common or unclean. Therefore, I came without objection. As soon as I was sent for, I asked them, for what reason have you sent for me? So Cornelius stated, 4 days ago, blah, 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 blah. That's verse 30, explaining how he was praying and the angel came.
Blah, now, blah, blah.
Yeah. What I want us to focus on.
Yeah, no, I get you. I get you.
Verse 34, where Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is received by him. The word which God sent to me, to the sons of Israel, evangelizing peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all, that word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. As to how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with ability, who went about working good and healing all who were oppressed under the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed off by hanging on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before under God, even to us, who ate and drank with him after he resurrected from the defunct. And he instructed us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was marked out under God to be the judge of the living and the defunct. To him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will take forgiveness of sin. While Peter was still articulating those words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. Now, I could say a lot, but I just want to say this, my brother. This is the gospel. The gospel is about Jesus Christ and what he came to do to help us according to God's plan and his purpose, not according to our own thinking or this kind. And look what God does. While Peter is giving the true gospel, the Holy Spirit comes and solidifies that message. Pastor Kabamba was talking about the Holy Spirit coming in Acts chapter 2 when Jesus had said to them, wait for the Holy Spirit. Now, when he is speaking the truth as a witness who knows who this Jesus is, and he's telling these people, the Holy Spirit comes, falls upon them. And the same experience which they, Peter and his Jewish friends experience, they see for themselves these Gentiles experiencing. Why? Because they gave the true gospel. They didn't falsify the gospel. And God had to prepare him before by making him realize he must not take those whom tradition had taught that they are common, they are unclean. He mustn't come with that mindset. He must come with a mindset that that which God has made clean is clean. That which he has made holy is holy. It's no more common. And this is what Pastor Kabamba was referring to, that the gospel is not coming to tell us about our failure, but it's actually saying to us, you have failed, but don't focus on that. focus on the solution, the victory. It is this man, Jesus of Nazareth, whom God has set apart, whom God has anointed for this. And I want to just conclude by saying, if we understood what anointing means, we would understand the gospel. Right now, there is a falsifying of this word anointing. When people talk about anointing, they will talk that my anointing is able to raise people from the dead. And you, your anointing, can only do this or that. That is anointing is separate from ability, potency. But anointing means there was somebody who was somebody who was chosen, somebody who alone carries that mandate. And there is no other one that carries that mandate. And if we come and preach about others, including ourselves, as if we have that mandate, we are falsifying the gospel. The gospel is about a man who was born to a young lady, virgin lady called Miriam, according to the way they called it. But in English, we say Mary. That man born in a manger and was raised in Bethlehem, walked the land of Israel, presenting to them that he is the one that God has chosen. And this is the man we must preach, because he is a son of mankind, but he's also the sign of the living God.
I hear you. I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729. And let's hear what you say with regards to this, the falsifying of the gospel. How is it done these days? How would you see that someone is actually falsifying the gospel? 082657-2729.
Now you can live stream Radio Pulpit GNN, the new online station from Radio Pulpit, broadcasting in English and vernacular languages like Zulu, Setswana, and more. Listen to Christian radio that speaks to the heart. Visit radiopulpit.co.za or download the Radio Pulpit app. Click on Radio Pulpit GNN to live stream Christian radio wherever you are.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, you're touching this, the very aspect tonight. It is about the falsifying of the gospel these days. How do we see that really coming about or unfolding? The falsifying of the gospel. And of course, also, what are the popular trends that we see these days? You know, I saw others brought a coffin inside a church. It was trending on social media. And this guy was raised from the coffin. And then he sat on the chair there, and they gave him some rice and chicken and rice. And he was eating, looking all around. And, you know, if you're a corpse and you're raised, I wonder how did they choose that coffin and that corpse to come into a church here in Johannesburg, and to open it during a church service, and really claim that this person, I understand he died for real now. This is the falsification of the gospel that is taking trends here in South Africa, and no one is doing anything about it. I saw people buying what is referred to as the blood of Jesus. Now I'm speaking. I saw people buying what is called the blood of Jesus here in Pretoria West. At the showgrounds, they were buying that. They were also buying shoes that are said, these are the shoes that will take you into the next year and you would walk in prosperity. Those shoes were 15,000 rands. 15,000 rands. And no one said anything about it. And then, now we see Sangomas are becoming prophets. Look, I'm not jealous. If it is the Father making them prophets, it's, so be it. But I am perplexed at the manner in which this is happening. No discipleship, no conversion, straight to the pulpit. Straight to the pulpit. You throw away the Peter, straight to the pulpit. And there you are, prophesying, and men who have been there for decades are looking at how you wiggle your body and shake what your mama gave you. It's amazing that we see these things happening and we are quiet about them. Hey,
these people are paying us a lot of money, so hey, better keep quiet about this. This thing's happening, you know.
It's sad that we see it happening in this manner. The word also says, a man who bears false witness. Okay, I read this one. Matthew 19:18, he said to him, which one? Yahusha says, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Yahusha says also there. It means you will not falsify the gospel. Remember, false witness in this case, in this context, it's when someone is preaching, but they preach it intentionally, deliberately, normatively, swindling and perverting the gospel to fit into their own selfish desires. Yeah. It's happening. What say you, Professor?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. Exactly as you just mentioned, that people preach for their own desires. Paul says somewhere that there are some people are preaching for their own belly because they push for whatever they're going to get at the end of the preaching. You know, preachers today want to be famous, they want to be known, they want to be respected. And we hear places where people say that men of God are luxuries, men of God, you cannot play with them. You cannot argue with them. You cannot judge them. You know, I've heard, I mean, also when it comes to judgment, you know, the truth of the matter, the Bible does not necessarily say that we cannot judge ourselves. We cannot judge the people outside. Paul says it in the book of 1 Corinthians 5. He said, when it comes to the people inside, we are called to judge one another. Because there are matters, Paul said that if we will be judging the angels, why not judging some matters that concern us? When it comes to us, we have to judge one another, not in terms of condemning one another, but we are there to assist one another. Because the Bible says you need to, to confess sins among ourselves. You know, when you confess your sins to me and I confess my sins to you, whatever you give me as an advice, is you are passing judgment in a way. You are telling me what to do. You are not condemning me, but you are there to direct me. But when it comes to the people outside, I will always say the unbelievers, because they are not believers yet, they are unbelievers. We are not supposed to judge them because we don't have their lives. Actually, we don't have their faith. Their faith is in God, is in the Father. The Father knows them. He knows what he will do for them. Some of the people today, they are not yet Christians. It doesn't mean that they won't be Christians tomorrow because of the Father who knows everything. But when it comes to us in the house, you know, we need sometimes from time to time to criticize one another based on whatever we preach, whatever we say. It is not for us to fight as some will stand on the pulpit throwing weight on others, whatever, but we need to sit and say, hey, this is the things of God. The way we are preaching is not the way it's supposed to be. Even the disciples, they had that problem. whereby they will sit. Sometimes they could not understand each other because of some of the beliefs. But at the end of the day, what matters was they kept the faith, they kept working together because they knew what they were called for. And it is important today for us, for anybody who claims to be a child of God. If I pick up or you pick up something that is not of God that I'm doing, you have the right to tell me, man of God, brother, sister, what you're doing is not right. And it will require humility from our side as well to believe and to accept whatever correction that comes. It might come from a younger one, it might come from the older one, but as long as it's done in love, it will always build us up. And children of God need to understand that, that we are not in the, we are not long rangers, or we are not an, in our own island whereby we can do our own things without anybody questioning that. They can still question. The good thing about Christianity is the word that we preach is not ours. Is the Father. If the word comes from Him, we need to do it and preach it and speak it according to Him, not according to us. Because the moment you start trying to make it look as if it's our own word, as some of us will say, I am the authorized mouth of God, meaning that if I'm the authorized, I mean, you are not authorized. Today we see people telling you, open your spirit, I shall release my spirit in you. People are clapping hands. They accept that. How can somebody tell you to open your spirit and may release the spirit in you? Even Paul, while he was speaking to Timothy, he said, stir up the gift that you have received through the imposition of hands. He never said, I'll come and stir up the spirit that is in you. He never come and say, I shall give you my spirit. No. He said, you have received something from the Father. Mm. You need to stir it up. Mm. You need to use it. You need to work on it. Not me. But today, we have people who are specialists, who are in control of whatever goes on into our lives. And now, Jesus Christ says something. He said, when in the book of John 10, he was speaking about him as the good shepherd, and he was speaking about the thieves and the robbers. He said, the thieves and the robbers, they don't use the way to enter. It, the way he put that parable, is like as if him as the shepherd, the good shepherd, he must also use a door for him to enter the sheep pen. At the same time, there are thieves and robbers who do not use the door, but they use another way. After he has spoken to them, he says, the shepherd knows the sheep by names, while the sheep know the shepherd, not only by, but because always they need to, they will know the name of the shepherd, but they know him by the voice. That simply means you can easily hear a voice of someone, but if the person does not call you by name, you might confuse the voice and follow the voice. But when you get to a place whereby that person does not know your name, you will know that I'm following a wrong person. Now, what happened? The shepherd must spend more time with the sheep in order to know them. While the sheep must let themselves be led by the shepherd so that they may know his voice. When he calls, they say, it is him, it's not the stranger. Now, also, he went further, when he comes to verse 7, he says, I've given this, a figure of speech, this illustration, this parable, you did not understand. The door that I was talking about, it was nothing else than myself. In other words, the thieves and the robbers can never use the door. Because if they use the door, they have to go through me. When they come through me, they will have to change. But because they know I am there as the door, they will use another way. This to tell us that when we understand that Jesus is the door that takes us to where protection is, the door that takes us where food is, and we abide to it, the truth of the matter will never fall into any other teaching. Because the thieves and the robbers will never take you to the food where the right food is. The thieves and the robbers will never take you to protection. They will always tell you that you are not protected. They will always tell you that you don't have enough food. They will always tell you that whatever you're receiving is not the right food. Why? Because if they tell you that it's the right food, then somehow they will fall into the hands of the master. Then what do? They will always try to show you how, as I mentioned before, how limited you are, how weak you are, and they will want to make you suffer for you to get the food that you're supposed to get. Now, listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says, it is the shepherd who takes the sheep to where the food is, because he knows where the food is. He knows the direction. He will take us there. When he takes us there, he will protect us there. Not only will he protect us, he will stick with us there. We'll eat together. You'll be eating, obviously, but we'll be there in his company. Now, something that is happening today is, the Bible says, beware of whom? Of the sheep, of the wolf clothing, or the sheep, the wolf who are in, in a sheep clothing. What happened? They come in, they behave like us. But what do? They try, they are, whatever they do, they're influencing the people with other messages, as if they are showing to everybody, to the people around them, that whatsoever you have received from the Father through Jesus, it was not good enough. It was not enough. There is still other things that we can do. They will be influencing people by giving other messages so that the people may be confused. They may not have the proper understanding of the word of the Father. And they do that. And the good news is they can do it for one day. They can do it for the second day. They can do it for the third day. But they cannot go beyond third day. Why? Because after 3 days, they will be hungry. They will need to eat. While they are together, they go, they pretend as if they are eating the same food that we are eating. They are pretend as if they are together with us. But there will be a time where they will not continue to pretend, because they will prefer now to show their true colors. While they want to show the true colors, they realize that the shepherd is there. The only thing that they can do after they have brought other so-called messages, but we thank God, because wherever the Father is, wherever the true shepherd is, he will always lead his sheep to the right place. He will always protect them. And because they won't have a space, as I said, they will be trying to bring other messages. It's like today, you will hear people will tell you that Jesus Christ did not accomplish it all. They will tell you that openly, that no, you still have to do a lot. You need to pray a lot. You need to do this and that, because it's like whatever that you need to get as a child of God, you need to merit it. You need to deserve it. And these are messages that they are bringing among us. And if we are not careful enough, the weak fall into the hand of the wicked, and they run with them. Because what happens is, when the wicked is discovered, what does he do? He will run. He won't go far. He will go next door and start his own club, his own movement. That will look like the real thing. And he will continue preaching the thing that I preached there, but adding something. That's what the Bible says, beware of the leaven from the Pharisee. Because the Pharisee, what do? They always bring something up on top of what is preached. Because they want all the time to prove that they are there. It's because of them that the message is preached. It's because of their more prayers that you are this. It's because they fast for you. That's why you are this. They will never let you say it is God who is making you. They will always say, no, you know me, I pray a lot for you. Me, I spend a lot of time for you. Me, I sacrifice for you. Why? Because they want to tell you that if you are who you are, it's not because of the Father, it's not because of Jesus, it's because of them. That is tragedy in which we are in today.
I hear you quite well. I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. I'm hanging out with Professor Samuel Kabamba and Muruti Karabomraka. We are looking into this very aspect, really weighing discourses amongst ourselves, and very, very fundamental, learning from each other. You know, I'm learning, at least I am learning from both of them. And I am amazed at the truth that comes from them. And I glorify the Father for that. We are touching base on the issue of the notion of
falsifying the gospel. And this is what we see these days. And people are really, really so quiet about it. So I'm asking, how much have you been paid just to keep quiet, man? It really worries me to an extent.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit GLN for Christian view that speaks to the heart. Listen online to Radio Pulpit's new gospel station in English and vernacular languages like Zulu, Setswana, and more. Visit radiopulpit.co.za or download the Radio Pulpit app and click on Radio Pulpit GLN to live stream wherever you are.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. Let's start with Rato. Hey, Rato.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and the amazing contributors of the program, not forgetting the wonderful listeners of the radio station, Radio Pulpit Jigelele.
Hey.
That's a nice ring to it. Tonight's topic, falsifying the gospel. Wow, 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 Pastor Rick, this topic makes me open my Bible. In the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, just verse 6-7. Remember this, the farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, and the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure.
Yes.
For God does what? He loves a cheerful giver. So I'm not understanding why you go to certain churches. They will tell you that you need to offer a specific amount for them to do certain things to the church. They will tell you that a certain amount is not allowed or needed. You need to offer between this amount and this amount. I'm not understanding that, because that's part of falsifying what the Bible just said now. God loves a cheerful giver, not someone that is going to give in response to the pressure that the world is facing. Recently, we saw a video where one of the famous gospel singers in America locked the church doors and told the congregants that they will not and they must not leave the building without offering all the money that they have. And for me, I found that very disturbing, because I love listening to Marvin Sapp's music. But for a video to go viral like that, screamed falsifying the gospel.
Sure.
Thank you so much, Pastor Ray. Good evening.
Thank you so much, Rato. Good evening to you. Thank you. Thank you for your contribution to the show. I really, really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. And we are touching base on this, the very issue of falsifying the gospel. It happens even in front of our eyes.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729, and drop us a voice note there. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly 012-334-1322. Babungane.
Bongi Thubang, bingelele kwe mfundisi uRing, bingelele nezambele studio nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit. Nginibingelela ke egameni lenkosi yethu uKristu Jesu waseNazaretha, isihloko esithi falsifying doctrine, izifundiso zamanga. False is something which is not true. Falsifying is to alter so as to mislead, to alter the doctrine in a way that distorts the meaning. Doctrine means teaching or instruction. Origin of the word doctrine comes from the Latin word doctrina. False doctrine originates from men or demons. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. False doctrine is any idea that adds to, takes away from, contradicts, or nullifies the doctrine given in God's word, presenting a false interpretation of scripture or teaching a belief that is not supported by the scriptures or other religious texts. Do not believe everything you hear from the pulpit. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Falsifying doctrine can lead to confusion, division, and even harm within a belief system, as it undermines the foundation of shared truths and principles. The foundation of belief is the doctrine that provides a framework for understanding God's will, maintaining a sound faith, and ensuring the integrity of the church's teachings. The importance: doctrine helps believers understand the truths of the Bible and live in accordance with those truths. It provides a structured and understanding of the Christian faith. True doctrine of the Bible is that of the kingdom of God. Grace and peace to you in the mighty name of Jesus. The doctrine which Jesus taught, he called it the gospel. 2 John 10. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him. False doctrine says, it is God's will that every Christian be healthy and wealthy. Jesus' death on the cross is for salvation from sins, not deliverance from worldly serious and immediate danger. Matthew chapter 1 verse 21 says, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Apostle Paul suffered physically, also other countless faithful Christians. We can read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 to 10. The idea that because we are saved, we can do whatever we want to do, God will not punish us. Therefore, we are abusing the freedom that God has given us. Romans chapter 6, verse 2 says, certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? False doctrine says, hell is not real and God is love. He cannot send anyone to hell. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9 says, these shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Warnings against false doctrine. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 20 says, O Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. False doctrine refers to teachings and beliefs that deviate from the core truths of the Christian faith as revealed in the Holy Scriptures. For you not to be led astray by false teachings, read the Scripture for yourself. Believers are called to remain steadfast in the truth, relying on the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the authority of Scripture to discern and combat false teachings. Christians are encouraged to test all things, hold fast to what is good. We find that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. And to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. We find that in Jude 3. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14 says, but solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. I thank you. God bless you in a mighty way. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much. May the Father grace you abundantly. Babongane, I appreciate.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit yakha umzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Send us your WhatsApp 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also there. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. What is implied by the concept of falsifying the gospel? Is this a deliberate thing when people pervert the statutes of the Father and run with that as their dogma or doctrine? And we see much of the times kinds of declarations that even, you know, we are taken aback when we see people running with this and doing this. It's quite sad. And I want to hear from you as to what you say. And send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note there also. And speak to us directly with regards to this. We are keen to hear from you.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. Mebong Imrapedi.
Blessed evening, Murute Ray.
Evening, ma'am.
Muruti Moranka and Professor Kabamba. The topic of tonight, falsifying the gospel. Kotile Muruti Moranka Asimola Abwa Kaka. I think he can look for.
Yes.
Morana Jesu Anaibala, I feel the scroll, then I feel a ghost. Isaiah, yes, Abu Hore, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So Hamuruti Moranka anse a bala kere hora hore rona, as we have read hore Morana Jesu are the Spirit of God is upon him. Rona re rechanetse re ne le sebete sa go botsa whoever or actang ka tsela e itseng gore by which spirit are you operating. And then again, I think gape re na le right ya go botsa kutlwe Pastor Kabamba are re a tshaba go botsa baruti ya go ikare ra ba atlhola gore ra ba jaja. But I remember o ka re ke fo mo John ko the Pharisees bane ba botsa Morana Jesu gore by whose authority is he operating or doing whatever he was doing. So as they were able to question the authority ya Morana Jesu, rona why re sa kgone go question authority ya baruti. And then I believe gape gore muruti o tlo tshabang go questioniwa gore he is a problem, o na le bothata. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the gifts of the Spirit. Those gifts, they are for the body of Christ. I think, yes, really feel the discerning of the Spirit, the utterance of wisdom, and the Spirit of knowledge. Kids are also all those nine gifts of the Spirit. We have the right to function or operate in them, to discern the spirits, hore re bona hore ke spirit sa modimo hore ke sa e rena le di right tseo, and then those right di re fa permission ya go botsa hore where do you take that, can you please show us in the Bible where is it written, like Muruti Ray a bua hore setopo mo le ka seng ko kerekeng e mo kae mo bibeleng e mo kae mo bibeleng e ga gadi yo dilo tseo na kereke ke tsena ha e perfect, we are not perfect, but Moruti o re file permission gore mo kerekeng o emisa letsogo o mmotse gore ke kopa o clarify what you are saying.
Yeah,
I see gore it is written, but how you are explaining it, re kopa gore o clarify sentle re tlhaloganye, and then o re file permission ya go botsa dipotso. So as we can, I can do that ko Moruti ngwaka, I think ke ke na le right ya go botsa gape go ba routine ba bang, if ke di sena gore mare the spirit that is operating here I don't think ke spirit is nna ke sitse.
Yeah,
so Moruti should not be feel or offended.
Yes,
ke ke motsa poso e jwalo ke the way ke bonang ka teng bagolo. And another thing ke gore re tlogella dilo re le bana ba modimo di etsa gala re sa re sepe. Batho ba ko lefatsheng ba tsaya gore the religious people they see that Christianity and religion is the same thing. Ba batla go bua ya ka rona sekgowa ya ka rona, and then ba khute Bible ya ka rona, and then ga ba bue dilo sentle. Nna ga ke didimale, nna ga ke didimale bagolo. And then akizi nka se feile modimo ampa chance eo ya go disena le ampile le the knowledge of utterance ke bue ke tlhalose the scripture sentle ke a bua ke tlhalosetsa motho sentle gore no lentsela modimo ga ne le riana le ne le tlhalosa this way ntato mo kopane le nna re a dumedisana re botsana matsogo a re ha e so sotlhe re di isa ko modimong, even if he's not the creator. Kere yang yano. Then I started quoting Genesis chapter 1, hore in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And then ka quote gapele Psalm 24, hore lefatshe ke la modimo le tsohle tse di mo go lona. Hore I understand hore it's not how it is the way and I buang ka teng. Re tshwantse re di bue dilo tse bagolo. Ne ke na le page ko Facebook, a ke sa tlhole ke na le yone now because na ke corrector and then ne ke tsabana le batho to a point ya gore ke feleletse ke ba bolela gore why le sa tlogele Bible ko bathong ba ba e balang le tlogele go bua ka dilo tse di sa di itseng di round yo tse le di buang tseo. So ka bona gore ke etswe ko Facebook ke sa tlhole ke nna le yone page eo. Bagolo ke a leboga thata. Amen.
Thank you so much, Bongi. We really appreciate. Thank you. Thank you so much. That show, this show is about that, man. We really probe. We really ask questions into matters for clarity. It's important to take that into consideration, basing everything on scripture.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Ulwazi olute veche, impilo engcono nothando olute gabalala. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Let's hear my friend Godfrey.
Evening, Babu Ray, nani lapo Pastor Kabamba, nawe na Pastor Murake, nabalaleli and listeners. Thank you for the opportunity. You guys, every Wednesday, I get sick if I don't listen to you. But today's topic also, falsification of gospel. Before I answer that question, we need to define what is the gospel. According to Romans 1:6, there it says that the gospel is the power of the Most High to bring salvation through Yeshua HaMashiach, something like that. So, what is this salvation? The Jews, remember, they broke the commandments that they had the covenant that they had with the Most High. They failed to keep the laws and the commandments. So they were cursed. They were sent scattered all over the show, all over the world, to as a form of punishment. There was no one amongst them who could keep those commandments. There was only a few that we know, Zachariah, the father of John, we were told that he was blameless. There's a couple of people, but only a few that were blameless. So now, the main character is Yeshua. When the Messiah realized that no one can meet this, the promise or the covenant, he sent his son. So anybody in having a church or a gathering or whatever, if it doesn't tell people about salvation, salvation meaning that you have been forgiven. You've killed somebody, you're feeling guilt, you're carrying that guilt. You have been forgiven by the Most High through Yeshua. You take his son, then you're forgiven. And you don't know your culture, you don't know where you come from, whether you are Mtembu or whatnot. It doesn't matter anymore. You've been forgiven through Yeshua. Yeah, you don't know your surnames, your origins. Azange ugezo sasemncane unebhathi unesinyama. Yes, you do. But that darkness is because of the sin. Yeshua is the good news to those who are in sin, who are trapped, who don't know what to do, who are stressed, who wants to change, who are not finding peace. So it is, the word gospel is Greek for good news. It's good news because for a long time the Jews were under a persecution and a curse. They didn't know what to do. Whatever they tried, they failed to susale sinyama, this curse. So it becomes good news when they hear that the Most High has forgiven them, is giving them salvation through Yeshua. So a falsification of gospel now, it's about listening to a gospel music, but you don't hear anything in the lyrics about salvation. And then you go to a church, a service, they are preaching about miracles, the performing miracles and the healing. Yet Yeshua, he said the miracles and the healings, those things, were for a time to get the Jews to believe that the Messiah that was promised has finally come. They were not meant to last forever. He told the Jews, when they asked him that, give us a sign of when these things will come and when will the earth, the world end. He told them that there will be no sign anymore, no miracles anymore. If you don't, you have to just believe that, just like Jonah and the fish, that he went to the belly, after 3 days he came out. The same. If you believe in Yeshua, that he died and he rose on the third day, that is enough. That's what you need to do. Nothing else. And then, yeah, if you don't preach that, you're preaching something else, and then oils and water, holy water, and waking up at 12, silele kubanda kanjena, and chain prayers for 24 hours, and fasting and proving kutwena, you can go in a diet for so many hours and not. Yeshua has done that already in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. If you can break that record, then yes. He took it for 40 days so that we don't do it anymore. You can, yes, but it's not the real thing. He has already done everything. So anybody who does anything above or try to do more what he has done, that's not the right way. That is falsification of the gospel. May the Most High help us all. All power and glory to the Most High. Thank you.
To Daraba, thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate. And of course, it has gone to 8 minutes before the hour. You can send one or two more as we come to the end of the show. Muruti, as we conclude, let me give you 3 minutes. Muruti Muraka, as we conclude, in Romans 13, verses 9, for the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there's any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The very aspect of falsifying the gospel is a proclamation of hatred towards one's neighbor, a violation of scripture and this kind of summation. Muruti? Muruti Muraka? Yes, Muruti.
In Galatians chapter 1, I'm just going to start from the 6th day. It says, I marvel that you are transitioning so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven evangelize to you than what we have evangelized to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I assert again, if anyone evangelizes to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or girls? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a slave of Christ. Now, in short, there were angels who evangelized Christ to Zechariah, to even the shepherds outside of Bethlehem. Now, what is Paul saying? He says, even if it's not a strange thing that angels can also evangelize, but even if they come and they evangelize a different message from the one that we have received, and this message we have, we also have received because we have got Bibles today. And like my sister was saying earlier on, we have this. Let us speak with what is in the Word of God. And I want to close by saying, when she mentioned that which is sitting in Luke chapter 20, where, as Jesus Christ was evangelizing in the temple, the Pharisees came to him and asked him, what authority are you doing or saying even these things? He didn't say to them, no, I'm not going to tell you by what authority. He said to them, I'm going to ask you a question also. By what? Baptism of John, was it from heaven or was it from people? And they caucused and came back and said, no, we don't know. Because they had decided if they said heaven, he was going to question them, why are you not listening? If they said human being, then they would have a problem with the people who were listening. Because those people regarded John as a prophet. So I'm saying all this in closing that yes, we need to question people by what authority, because we can see even from Jesus Christ, when he was questioned, he also put a question which made them shut up, those who were not speaking the truth.
Second Peter chapter 1, verse 6. Thank you, Muruti. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 6, Muruti Muraka. Pastor Sam, for we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach, but we eyewitnesses of His Majesty. These falsifications are cunningly devised. What do you say finally?
Yeah, exactly. The purpose of all this falsification is to make us be in doubt of what the Messiah has done on the cross. Because the purpose will be to be in a place whereby people are confused. People don't know exactly if what they're doing is the right thing. People do not know that if this is the right church to go to, or this is not the right church, things like that. While they do not realize that themselves, Christ did not come to save buildings. He came to save people. I mean, as a person, you are the house of God. And the moment you understand that you are the house of the Father, and He can use you, the only thing you need is to connect with that. You know, when you talk about neighbors, like example, love your neighbors. You know, sometimes we think that the neighbor is the one that stays next to me. That is my neighbor. That's what we think most of the time. But a neighbor is a person that you don't love, the person that you cannot share anything with, because there's no love whatsoever. When you understand that your neighbor is the person that you have to go, you have to go above your means to accept, if sometimes humiliation, in order to make him look good. That's the gospel. Now today, people choose neighbors based on what they can get, based on what they can gain, not based on what is not working right between them. And we have to come to that place. You know, the gospel has been preached in such a way that even they told us to not talk to people who are not, who cannot add something into our lives.
Mm.
And only go to the people that can do something for us.
Mm.
And that's not the gospel.
I hear you.
The gospel is let's share what we have with the rest.
Wow, thank you so much, Pastor Sam. I really appreciate Muruti Muraka. Thank you so much. Next week, then, we are going to be talking about how do we win souls, something that the devil doesn't want anyone to talk about, winning souls, when he's busy signing contracts for people to sell their souls to him. We know about that. You know, people have signed contracts, you know, to sell their souls to the devil. We know about that. Next week we are touching base on how do we win souls, what the word says. Muruti Muraka, thank you so much. Pass my regards at home and love.
I will do so, say, and please do the same at home. And Pastor Kabamba also, I'm asking you do the same.
Thank you so much. And Pastor Sam, pass my regards at home. Pass my love too. Thank you for tonight.
Thank you very much. I'll do that. Please do the same to your families, Muruti Muraka, as well. And we are so blessed.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you and good night to both of you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And to the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty and honor. There's none like him. His name is Yahuwah. Our Elohim, we give him praise that through his Son, the Messiah himself, he continues to show us the truth. And by his Spirit, he guides us also into the truth. And we see his salvation. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate. And from me, Ray, it's been great. Pastor Zeblen Mabunda is coming up next. Tudaraba.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
Pula pula I radio pulpit. Ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe eliminyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku-DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku-OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082
0800-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.